what you say now he's doing?
Yeah,
a man who works for wages on a ranch.
Oh, we call
ranch
them. Well, they used to call them cowboys.
Uh-huh.
Long time ago when they worked on a ranch. I don't know whether they changed that or not.
Uh-huh. And when this man is contracted for, you say he's what?
Yeah.
When you've secured his services, you say you've done what?
When you, his services.
Yeah, I'm kind of talking around it now. If you went into town and you got somebody to work for, you'd say you'd done what?
Say you got a hand.
Yeah, how'd you get him?
Found him.
Hired him.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Found him in town, hired him.
Mm-hmm. Some odds and ends here. If you heard a bird singing and you wanted me to pay attention to it, what would you say?
I'd say to listen to that bird singing.
Is there any difference between a steak and a stob?
No, I wouldn't hardly think so. They're both for the same purpose.
Uh-huh.
Of course, steak you. Well, a stob, though, would measure. You use them to measure ground. The steak, drive them down where you got a tent or something like that.
Uh-huh. A stob is sort of a marker?
Yeah. No, a steak would be a marker.
Uh-huh.
A stob would be the where they put these big tents down, circus tents.
Uh-huh. Stob would be bigger?
Well, it'd be longer and bigger, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Both about. Well, a steak and a stob, I don't guess be much difference on the stob. You use them to stob things down, tie a rope to.
Uh-huh. And I don't think I asked you what you called a long line with hooks hanging down from it that you'd use for fishing.
That's a trot line.
Uh-huh. What do you call it when you take an egg and you boil it for 10 minutes? Is it soft boiled?
No, it'd be hard boiled.
Uh-huh.
If you boiled it that long.
And some numbers here. If we're talking about men, how many would this be?
That'd be one.
One what?
One man. One.
And this would be?
Two men.
Uh-huh. And some numbers.
What?
3 and 2 is?
5.
Add 2
would be 7, wouldn't it?
Subtract 1?
Be 6.
Add 5.
Doggone, you'd have 11 men, wouldn't you?
Subtract 4.
And you'd have 7.
Add 1.
Add 1.
Uh-huh.
Have 8 then.
Add 5.
Have 13.
Add 1 more.
Have 14 if you add 1 more.
Add 13 to 14?
15, 14.
15 and 12.
Gosh almighty, that'd be 27, wouldn't it? That'd be 25.
20 and 20.